You ready to do this, Nate?
Yes, sir.
So we, as a company, decided to buy a new setup.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, Thrace isn't here. He's at home doing some, you know, spending time with family just after getting out of work. I fucked up, so I didn't record the settings correctly. So it happens. Just lost it was our three first and time. A half, almost 4 hour episode with Tim, which is great. With Tim and Logan, awesome episode. Oh, we sounded great to each other, right?
Yeah. For us, it sounded great, but we just messed up with the audio settings, so it captured the camera quality too, which we didn't need or didn't want.
And it bothered me. So here's my thought on it. Is I looked at it as we don't need to have the audio and video. I want the audio and video because I think it's going to grab engagement for us. That's going to help a little bit. But something we learned, I made a mistake. I fucked up. I'll learn it. I'll take it. Unfortunately, I have to take more time out of Tim and Logan's life, as you know, we have to take more time out of their life. But I feel like now that we have a better understanding of how each other are, this is going to be more fun. Because that's still going to be a fucking 3 hour episode. I don't care.
I mean, to see the excitement they had when just doing it and it being their first podcast and everything, that was more thrilling than anything to me.
Absolutely. Unfortunately, we lost about a 4 hour episode. It was, I would say, semi work safe at most of it.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, like, Thrace had a great time. I had a great time. Nate had a great time. Tim and Logan had a great time. We had some awesome cars in the background. Unfortunately, we lost because, like I said, I fucked up and messed up the audio. So, unfortunately, we lost it, so we'll have to do that again. But it's a couple cool things we have coming up. Unfortunately, like I said, Thrace isn't here. He's at home spending time with the family after work. So, a couple cool episodes. Next weekend, it's going to be probably just some more testing. Maybe Thrace can call him for a Zoom call or something just to kind of have some fun, put something out. But 3-9, we've got IA Media.
Oh, yeah.
3-16, we got JoJo and Tyler. So Jordan and Tyler from CXC Media, Create and Conquer.
Which I'm excited about because since I'm the media person, I would love their tips and tricks on how to become better.
You'd enjoy. We need to have you look up some questions for IA Media as well. That's going to be a good one. Great one. Cool people. I know Jordan and Tyler. I call him JoJo. But Jordan and Tyler, they worked for a while. Jordan worked for a while, knew them for a while. But good group of people have done really good. It was really cool for me and Thrace to watch them come from taking pictures off a Insta camera to a phone to a cheap camera like I have to a camera to a camera.
Right.
And getting invited out across the country. So it's super cool. And after that, we have a week off, which I'm hoping we fill in. And if somebody's in the Midwest, especially in Illinois, upper Illinois, really cool. Maybe we can get Ross on.
Oh, yeah. I hope we can get Ross or at least Colin on.
That would Thrace, be sick. Fix that, please. Get Ross.
Yeah, get Ross on, Thrace. It's relying on you.
You sound so fucking creepy. Also, I found out the shittiest whiskey on the planet, by the way.
Yeah, this is definitely horrible. Hasn't been my favorite since you introduced me to a lot of whiskey.
It's a good mix. I don't know if Dr. Pepper's going to cover this, but that's not the point.
The root beer is pretty good. I poured it into my root beer, and it's pretty good.
So mad at you. So after that, we have, if I remember, it's Justin Hove. And then we have a few episodes every week or every other week for the next 2 months out. We will be fitting in Adam from Daily Drift's competition series. To get a preview for the season, and they will be up at all those events as well. I just wanted to do a kind of quick update. Nate, real quick, what did you do this week, and how do you think the week went, and what do you think we could do different? And what are you looking forward to the week as obviously we've been learning and adjusting and going from there?
Well,
so much better than I still sound like a 12-year-old kid, but I don't give a shit.
We got the SD card, so now we can record straight to the Zoom.
I'm not going to lie. That's some PNY or PNZ Amazon shit.
I mean, whatever works, man.
I bought what I can afford at the time.
Yeah, 100%. So. Like, we don't need the best, newest, fanciest shit.
I'm poor, okay?
We're all poor. We're balling on a budget is what I like to call it.
Fact. Go ahead. Continue. So we got the SD card.
We got the SD card. Crates. We got some more ammo crates for just holding our supply. We wanted to go with a gun case, but you know, you
like,
show
yeah,
up
like
to
a rifle or a bow case.
Yeah, we show up to an event with a rifle or bow case, and people are gonna question that. But like, these ammo crates, me,
how much
you,
did we pay for these?
$3.99 a piece.
So we'll say $4.50 after tax.
Yeah, $4.50 after tax, and it holds everything we need. They're waterproof. They're sealed. We
they're
drop
not the
it
best
and
quality,
they help.
But they're good.
Yeah, no, they're
don't
they're
you
nothing
start burping,
fancy.
Sir, that's gonna fuck me up.
They're definitely nothing fancy, but they're definitely will do the job for what we need. Excellent. I mean, I highly doubt we'll ever drop anything, but you know,
if we do,
things happen.
I will say the least, you will hear it from me personally across the field over cars.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, so we got that. We got the SD card. We got the crates. We got some cable management. So basically like Velcro ties.
Yeah, Velcro ties. If we ever have to show up to somebody's location like we did at Tim's, we will have a better wire management. It'll be a cleaner look for everybody. And I'll forever say a presentation is everything.
Yeah. You know, it was pretty cool for me. I kill for have Tracer right now, but we'll go more in depth for it.
Oh yeah.
But I'll sum it up. This is for me, it was pretty cool personally because of how far I've come, and I still have a long way to go.
Oh yeah. We all do. It's all new for me. I'm a media person that's new into this. So like I filmed off an iPhone or a Samsung my whole life.
Adam Alziz does half his shit off his iPhone.
Right, and so. I think that's amazing. Like, anybody who has tips and tricks for filming off of an iPhone, I film off of an iPhone.
I wish Thrace would call in, because I'd put his ass on a mic. So, ghetto fix, mic against the mic and call it a day. I still believe the basis they said was the best camera you have is the one in your hand.
Yeah, 100%, because, I mean, I film in 4K quality, 60 frames per second. You really can't get better than that. Not many people are streaming or watching videos better than that.
Exactly.
Because they watch it off of their phone. So, like, your phone's going to produce 60 frames per second, not 120, not 240, not 366.
Future reference, we should zip Velcro these so we don't get the movement. If it does, it's not going to move. So, I'm learning some stuff. Am I in trouble?
I don't know.
Nope, Telegram. Cool. I thought Thrace would go on, but like, why didn't you invite me on? I did. Love you, bud. But yeah, so we had a good week. It was a lot of learning.
Yeah, definitely a huge learning curve. This is a 400 plus 500 at minimum setup, and we're learning it. You know, it's not like
we're not media people in the first place. So like, there's a lot of podcasts I listen to,
mm-hmm.
And a couple of them are like media guys, so like they have the audio programs, they have this and that. I that's not me. I can
for
shoot
us,
guns, I can drive cars, and I can eat food.
It's our first year of learning and experimenting, and to be honest, in my opinion, I think we're doing great. Like, for what we have, for what we've done, for what we grew through, I feel like it's a great progress for us.
Yeah, like for me, I've done it for a few years, but I'm finally getting to the point where after the first co-host I had, Michael, we kind of split ways because we just went different directions and stuff,
right? And nothing's wrong with that.
He's doing great. Love that guy. Still miss him. But like for me, it's like I've gone through five different setups,
right?
Six different setups. So like every time I learn a system, something changes.
Great. Right.
Something changes. Great. Something changes. Now it's like this one. Now we can carry and go.
Right. And we can hear ourselves. We can
see each
have
other.
People come in. We can see each other. Like,
remind me next time, please, to flip the camera so it when it's not doing opposite view, because this is really bothering. I see you on my side and you me on your side.
Yeah, it's all right, though.
This is what happens. You put a bunch of ADD fuckheads on a podcast.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Like, bro, the content you guys lost. Getting to hear on, like, yeah, obviously we're not a big podcast, but man, like, the enjoyment we had on that podcast was probably one of my most fun ones, and I am so, like, it upsets me to a core, like, legitimately upsets me to the point I was actually legit mad.
Okay, and I have a question for you.
How fun it was, but I'm excited for the next one.
The question I have for you is,
sorry, Thrace, we told this was gonna be like a 5-minute interview, so.
how hard did you actually think, like, before, when you first started, did you ever think you were going to get big? But now that you're getting, like, 30, 40 likes, I mean, it's nothing huge, but it's still big.
And so in me, if I got one like, or one listen, that wasn't family, I was happy.
Right.
And now you check the metrics, and I'm sure Thrace says as well. So Thrace and Nate are the media people, so to speak. Like, you guys pay more attention to the metrics. I worry about the logistics, the connections, and the interactions.
Right. That's my whole goal. Which I love. I've always been a media person. I did professional detailing for 5 years. I love looking at the interactions, who's consistently following.
Yeah.
Who's consistently liking, who's consistently commenting.
Motherfucker.
No, you're all good. But who's consistently liking, commenting, interacting with our posts. And, like, to this day, I do it for you. Like, oh, this person is consistently
behind the scenes from somebody who's not behind the scenes.
Yeah.
So this is our behind the scenes. Wait, what? There we go. No, okay. That's not what I wanted to do at all.
Oh wow, you got a big face.
I have a fat head. All right, so we're going back to it. Sorry, I saw a good funny opportunity we had.
Yeah, no, definitely.
That's why I leave that shit to you. No, for sure. Like, I guess it's cool seeing people interacting from across the world. I do definitely want to expand the reach, but it helps a lot that now I have people behind me that are going to help kind of wecking bounce ideas off of. I can say, hey, this is going to happen. This is what we're doing. And I have somebody, I have two, three people that are going to go, let's do it. Or, hey, guys, I'm have this on my mind. Show up. We're going to record. We'll take care of everything. Just be there. Cool. Instead of everything being on my mind where it's like, well, fuck, can I do this? Like,
right.
Like, and can I do this?
At this point, it's not even, can we do this? We just do this for the fun of it. Like, it's not.
We have to do this.
Yeah, it's not that the fact of we want to be huge. Like, of course we want to be huge. That's anybody's dream. But it's the fact of just producing content for people, looking at where you can come from to where you can grow to. And, like, who's the, in your opinion, the biggest supporter you have? Like, as in following base.
Following? Damn, that's a question. I'm gonna wait till I answer until Thrace is here because I want his input, too.
Okay, I respect that.
I have a few answers, but I want Thrace here.
At least with one person you can say. Like, in my opinion, it's throwing wrenches for you. Like, they're a huge podcast. They got a lot of followers.
You know, honestly, for me, it's...
Huge shout out to you guys, though. Thank you for the support and the stickers recently.
I hope you guys enjoyed that that funny picture. Like, we talked for a minute. Like, what's a funny picture we can take that's not super ridiculous, but, like, enjoyable?
Yeah.
And I had, like, I left, like, 3 minutes after that to go for, like, a 5 or 6 hour event in the city till, like, 11 o'clock at night, so... I think that was great. They're definitely one. I would say anybody who's interacted.
Yeah.
Anybody.
That's rare.
I would say a great way
to look at it.
The few people who I've personally interacted with a lot, Noah Brighton, he made the intro song we have. I have to start putting it back in, but once I can figure out the video editing, if somebody knows how to edit videos, can you let me know? Cause I fucking suck at it. If you have a free program,
I'm not the best.
Great.
I like just capturing moments, capturing the beauty, capturing the scenery, capturing the drift.
Like, you like the action shots.
Yeah. And a huge shout out that I feel like we've never done is thank you to the family that watches and listens. Like, you guys are amazing.
I'm so ridiculous. Like, we're so ridiculous at this shit. Like, we swear way too much sometimes. But no, it's cool seeing the family. No, like I said, family. Yeah, our parents.
Right. My mom likes it. My brother is semi liking it now. And, like, seeing all of the Shinsakos, I should say, like it and everything. That's beautiful to see in my eyes.
I got to fix this. I have to vice grip the post to the nut. Like, the where it heads to the mic. Sorry. My ADD ass is in here. Honestly, the few people I want to say as far as, like, podcasts go.
Right.
Throwing Wrenches has given good feedback. They've been pretty supportive, even though my audio has gone from here to here. I've gone from ridiculously angry to super sad to different stuff. It's pretty cool. They support out. Giving some shout outs. Lonely Drivers Drivers Club. They're pretty cool. They've interacted recently and they've given us a few shout outs. And definitely Gutter to Gutter podcast. They're another Australian one. So Lonely Wrenches and Gutter to Gutter are both Australian ones. And both more Gutter to Gutter is a drift dedicated. Right. But he's kind of expanded out to different medias. Helped me out a lot with some ideas. Again, no disrespect to anybody that supports us. Just giving a few. Again, we can go way more in depth about it when Thrace is here. Because right. I think we could go on for a while. But
Ross being a big supporter, Extreme Graphics being a huge supporter. Like, we appreciate all of you guys. Like, anybody that supports us, we're not big.
Hey, Ross, how you doing, buddy?
We don't have thousands and thousands of viewers or anything, and we just do this for fun. We do this for you guys. It's not like it's for us or anything. We don't make money off of this.
I wish we did. I had a conversation with somebody. Again, this is something we have to talk about with Thrace here, because this is a legit conversation. I told him it wouldn't be more than 20 minutes, and I promised Thrace this wouldn't turn into a legit episode.
Right.
as far as like a you know, full episode. I talked to somebody, and I'll leave his name on until I get in touch with him and affiliate again more with him, because we lost touch. But he asked me when, he goes, when do you do a podcast? I said, if I make money, cool. He goes, the fact that you think if you make money, it's cool, shows you want to do it for a different reason than just fun.
Right.
I am legit doing this. Again, this is a few years later. Life changes. A lot has happened in my life.
Anything can change overnight.
I am doing this legit for fun. To share stories of families, for friends, for motorsports, and like, I'm here to share the stories of, I should say, I want to rephrase. Anybody in the motorsports, business owners, their family, their friends, their journeys, and just, it could just be, you know, we'll say, I'm going to throw out a name just because I feel like doing it, Steezy. Yeah. Hey man, Nate, I haven't talked to you in a while. Can I hop on for an episode? I just want to talk about the weather. I don't give a shit.
A big person, in my opinion, that I want to throw in onto that the episode one? Is my Jesse James detailing. Like
JJ details. I'm just kidding. yeah, I hear no, Jesse like, James, I think of JJ.
That man has supported me through a lot. I got to detail him with 5 years. I would love to have him on an episode. Get his business out there. He's working with Goat Automotives in Vegas now.
Thrace, think of some questions. I want to grill the shit out of this guy. In a loving way, of course, Jesse. But, you know, I want anybody who hops on, I want it to be a good, not an interrogation, but like, I want us to give you good questions, but it makes you think.
Right.
But it's also like,
Oh, good luck. This man has big brains to everything.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, I want him to have a good time where he's like, okay, I had to think about a question.
Right.
It's like, I want to ask a common question. I want to ask some fun ones. But like, example, the one we lost with Tim. And that three, again, I'm going to keep saying it. Sorry, Thrace, you're not here. Is
yeah, sorry. Sorry. Oh, we my spent God. 40 minutes sorry, talking. Thrace, you're not here.
What did we spend 30, 40 minutes talking to Tim? All right, so what was your first car? Because my ass got distracted. I'm looking at Lexus and Nissan and Mazdas, and we got distracted. All right, so we have to actually get the intro out, blah, blah, blah. Like, it's not always going to be dead structure.
And he shout out to Logan. Like, Logan, you...
Bro, you were fucking hilarious.
You were hilarious. I love that you joined in. I love that you were even a part of the whole podcast. We didn't expect it, but you really put a big part into the podcast.
He added a new perspective that gave me a refresh. And I think Thrace, huge shout out to Thrace, gave me a refresh. You gave me a refresh. And then him gave me a refresh. You're like, holy shit. This is like... Hearing the oh, this is legit,
right? Like, it's getting more real than you ever
did. You
expected
see me stop looking?
Be.
I was like, wait, what? Like, I actually stopped and I was like, oh, fuck. Again, we'll go way more in depth. Sorry, long
no,
week,
definitely
long
good.
Week. No, I said like, Logan was awesome. I can't wait to have him on.
Tim, yeah, I Tim's definitely want to give Logan remake. His own episode.
Yeah,
we're gonna definitely remake Tim's episode because. The quality wasn't as good as we... Yeah, I mean, it happens. It was our first time. We didn't have the practice we needed to, but now we know. That's what this whole episode is about. Like, we're going to test our quality and shit.
If you just got the Zoom P4 or a Zoom product, specifically the P4, and you want some beginner tips from somebody who has personally fucked it up himself, who has botched the audio...
Right.
So, let's go real quick... Let's give it 10 more minutes. I want to cut at 10 minutes because I don't want to make it too long. Because we told Thrace 15, 20 minutes on. Which I wish we could make it work again. I keep saying it because I don't like not recording with the three of us here.
Right, yeah. Thrace being the co-host, that's a big, big, like...
Well, he revitalized it. I was about to stop. He revitalized it, so it helped. So,
which, again, thank you, Thrace, for letting us create this episode without you.
Love you, bud. You tall ass.
Yeah, you fucking lengthy lizard.
So let's go. Like, we'll cover the whole legit setup. We've got a halfway built bar. Like, it's a bar I created, but I ended up collapsing to one piece. Obviously, it's not finished right here. Hopefully, I can find somebody that wants to give me a piece of countertop, because I'm not spending $400 on a countertop for a bar that's not going to be permanent.
Right.
But yeah, we have that. We have some curtains hanging up that I have to buy different ones that reach the floor and change different length.
Yeah, we do this all out of a garage. Like, we have a 240 sitting here. We have an MR2 sitting here.
What,
like,
do you say? This is a...
We utilize the space that we have. Yeah.
We'll say an 8x8 area we're using, including the cars that are in it. But it's an 8x5 area. Like, this is what we record off. So we're going to try to make it better. We're looking for spaces as we grow and everything. But we have this. Again, handmade bar, a couple parts from Ross and Dirty 13 and Thrace's helmet, my helmet, just a couple different stuff, one of my old jobs, some decorations we have from a few different things. We have the Zoom P4 with the 4-piece kit. We bought the 4-pack with.
And what kind of camera are you using to record this?
Nexigo off Amazon.
See, and that was like, I got what, that recommended 20 bucks, from 30 bucks?
40 bucks.
$40.
Well, when I bought it, it was $40, but it might be $30.
And then what? You're using a ThinkPad that's like maybe $100 nowadays.
About $150.
Yeah. Okay.
And affordable. So it's $150. An i5 ThinkPad X1
40
Carbon.
$40.
And a step stool ladder.
And a step stool ladder, like, that's
a thousand. We'll say if you want to include the bar and everything with food for a week, bare minimum setup. What we have, $1,000.
Yeah, and that's not bad.
And like, I bought the computer.
Done a lot.
This was over, again, this is over a while. Like, I bought the curtains one check. Right. The next check, you had a few bucks. Me and you built the bar. I had a carpet for free. Ross gave us the door because he parted his old car out. We bought the ladder for $50 when I bought the house years ago. Like, it took time.
What we're basically getting down to is, like, anything is possible as long as you have the dedication to do it.
Absolutely. And I have a bunch of free equipment, like legit sound equipment, that if you want to buy and you're looking to start a podcast and you want to get on and go, and I'm not going to give it to you, but I'm not going to ask you for $300 or something I paid $300 for. Like, if you want the equipment, let me know. I'm happy to help somebody out, like, grow the community. It's going to just grow our reach. But yeah, like, legit, it's a couple kits. If you buy a Chromebook, a webcam, and a set of lapel mics, and a set of headphones, you can make this happen. You don't need that. You 100%. Need a phone. You need a phone to set a lapel mics.
Previous episodes, we've done lapel mics and a phone, and they sounded pretty good. But
except
now that
the one
we got a legit setup, we got everything's more real now.
Yeah, now that I have this, like, it makes me much more cautious. Now I see why people get the heavy duty arms and stuff. So, but yeah, no, it's pretty affordable. The kit we carry is, again, we'll say $100 for a laptop, $5 for a crate, $20 in carrying cases, $500 for the audio kit, $50, let's say $30 for the, we'll say, if you come up with $700, $800, somebody can build you a pretty kick butt kit.
Yeah, 100%. I agree.
Again,
with
you
that.
Don't even need that. You need a phone. You need your phone and a headset.
Yeah.
But no, pretty cool. It's really still getting really cool where I can do all this and figure everything out from here. Stop adjusting shit.
I had to.
I know it's ADD. She's on. Nope, that's family. This is what I mean. My family texts go off and like nuts.
And that's awesome. I love that you're connected so much with your family. That is a huge thing.
I love until I'm in 27 group chats and 47 Facebook groups, and I'm just like, I shut my phone off for an hour a day because I don't want to hear any. I need to.
Well, from a person personally, from personal experience, who isn't very close with their family. I mean, my dad's not in my life. My mom's very supportive. Shout out to her. Love her. But I just met you, what, June?
Yeah.
June Ish. And like you've accepted me, the whole family has accepted me, and I love that about us. Like,
so funny thing about me, this might point out to you. We have our family has I call them RDF, Russ and Dickface.
Yeah.
100%. We look like we're mad, but we're probably the most fun, enjoyable people. I'm socially awkward. But we're gonna stop here. Are you socially awkward?
Oh, 100%.
All right, cool. We're gonna save this for an episode because I know this is something Thrace and we're gonna talk about. But yeah, no, we're not the most friendly looking people.
Right. But once you get to talking to us, we're the most loving people you will ever meet.
I mean, shit. You live with me, you work on cars with me, you help the podcast with me. We bicker and argue like a married couple. We eat. we make people laugh in the neighborhood. We walk the dogs in the neighborhood, like bunch of stuff.
Right. People will walk past, see the 240 and be like, wow.
Like, I like the car, man.
We'll tell them about it. We'll be like, yeah, it's our podcast and yada, yada, yada. All we're doing is building it right now. And sorry if we disturb you in the neighborhood at some point.
When we piss you off when this car starts, I'm not sorry. You saw this thing sitting in the driver for 3 months. I'm not sorry.
Right.
It's been like 60 days, but you get my point. But no, it's pretty cool. I think that overall, if you could have changed one thing about the last week that we did as a company or a group, what would you have changed?
Testing the audio. Yeah, I was going to say testing the audio, honestly. Like,
I'm not letting that go, dude. I'm so mad at myself.
If we would have had the time that we needed to test the audio beforehand.
I will say,
again, apologies to Tim and Logan. Like, we're very sorry that, like...
And sorry, Thrace, sending you the wrong address. we had the time.
We just didn't utilize it like we needed to.
I'm gonna phrase this two ways. I was tired and I wanted to rest so I could focus on my work and take care of my house and family.
Right.
At the same time, I've been in the same spot where I said, fuck it. Screw it. Forget it. I don't care. I have to learn how to edit all this stuff so it sounds better. So if I want to, you know. At the same time, I could have gone, Nate, I'll be at home at 7:45, be in the garage, set the equipment up. We're going to record. I want to test stuff out.
Right.
3 days in a row, I came home an hour and a half later than I had to be up 4 hours later, 5 hours later. I was exhausted.
Right. You just, I need to make sure I'm not working out the way we wanted to.
So today we utilized pretty well. We tried a new wine. We got the house clean, made sure she had food to go to work, did laundry. We went out, got lunch, et cetera. We shopped, got groceries. Like, we had a good day.
Yeah. I would say today was a pretty successful day.
So it comes down to recreating the discipline that I need to make sure we have. But yeah, no, I agree. I think it was an overall good week.
I mean, I can admit it. I'm a big gamer. Like, I'm trying to compete in the FNCS, the Fortnite competition series.
Whatever the fuck you just said.
Which is hard, yeah. Like, a lot of people like you wouldn't understand, but know what I'm talking about because...
FNCS started way after I stopped playing Fortnite.
Exactly. And, like, that's millions of dollars into a competition. And it's not even just that. Like, I compete for the cash cups. I compete for just for the fun of it. Like, you know, I've always wanted to be a pro streamer. Not even a pro streamer, but, like, just a streamer, you know. Create content for people. My whole TikTok is trick shots or Rocket League content or, like, detailing content.
You got detailing, you got gaming, you got fun skating, you got... Basically, I would see it as interaction with people.
Yeah.
And I agree. I think that's a good way to do it.
That's definitely one thing I do want to start this summer is detailing out here. I see great opportunity.
I'm going to get up and do it. So, this car. And, yep. Oh, there goes a camera. This is why I can't have nice stuff. That car I ripped down to pieces. And this car, we need to get together and done.
Yeah, like me and you are gonna focus on sanding the MR2.
How do I get this better the first time with one hand de-essing it than I did when I spent time focusing it? I'm so done with this right now.
It happens.
But still, yeah, not perfect, but you get the point.
Other than that, that's really all I have to say about what we've done this week and good what week. We can do.
Well, for us, it's a week, but yeah, the good last, say, 10 days. Pretty good and pretty productive. This weekend's going to be way nicer for work, so you won't freeze your ass off this
time. Yeah, the weather's going to be way nicer than it has been.
Looking forward to that. Hopefully we can pop another episode. Maybe we can Zoom with Thrace, or we can go up and meet Thrace for an episode. So we can pop one out, keep you guys up to date, make some progress on the 240. This was supposed to be a 5 to 10 minute episode. Apparently it's 30 plus minutes out. So I hope the audio doesn't suck. If it does, let us know.
Definitely feedback. Feedback is good, no matter if it's harsh or good. We would much rather hear it than not hear it.
Yeah, even if one person's louder. So what we're trying to figure out is the depth to speak at, the volume to speak at, those settings, like tweaking all that. And again, we live 40 minutes apart. We all work different shifts. So feedback, awesome. Sharing, awesome. Topics, cool. You got a guest you want to have on, especially living in Illinois. Let's get together. Love to sit down.
You want to be on any automotive, like any automotive.
It doesn't
group.
Have to be drifting. It could be, you could just like cars.
Right.
You don't have to race. You don't have to have a car that's cool. To me, I think every car is cool in some messed up way. You could have a Yaris or a Chevy Spark with some tints and some wheels, and you think it's the greatest thing on the planet.
Mm-hmm. I'll say that. Me, I'm a VIP builder. I would much rather build.
On the internet. I will fight anybody on the internet that says, but it's not a cool car. But do they like it?
Respect all builds. That's where I come from. I'm a VIP build, but I love drifting.
In a sense.
In a sense. Like, you have a donk. No offense. Like, fuck you if you have a donk.
So, we, on a side tangent, I appreciate donks if it's done right.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's fair.
If you are doing here's my thing. If you are doing the best you can do on your budget and it's safe, cool. But if you're intentionally doing shit that is unsafe, that's where I disagree with you.
Right.
But maybe they don't know better.
That is true. So not like everybody has the experience that they need to when building their car. Like, we're building a 240.
It's not safe for the road.
Right.
Because I'm stupid with the gas pedal.
Are we going to still drive it on the road? Of course we are. We have headlights. We have brakes. It's going to be registered, insured.
I'm not a pro drifter. I'm not a pro circuit racer. But I have a concept of driving. Example, like, quick side note. Like I said, the Chevy Spark. I have a sim friend that has. He needed something reliable, good on gas, enough to fit his family, cheap to buy, Mitsubishi Mirage.
Yeah.
Did a few things to it. Bought the sport package. It works great for him. Does he know it's not a sports car? Of course he does. But it works for him. It does what he needs. His family has an SUV for their family trips, etc. And he likes something complete opposite of what he owns.
I would say if you're getting into drifting or any automotive sport, please have a daily.
Take a fucking driving course.
Not even just that. Please have a daily.
You mean like go to a drift school?
Go to a drift school, go to a rally school, go to a circus school. Like, learn how to drive your car for its designated thing.
Or even to figure out, again, Thrace, we can go on it. This is going to be an episode for us. But even before you get into that sport, like, for me, I want to take a drift school to figure out the next park car I buy. Am I going to get into drifting, or is it something I go, I want to learn the skill.
Right.
But I grew up grip driving and drag racing.
I do hate to explain to you guys, but we have went over our time limit, so we are going to have to end this very soonly.
At least the next minute or so. I keep looking at this stupid gas thing I have on the counter. I keep looking at that, and I keep seeing the blue tarp move, thinking somebody's in the garage. I'm having a paranoia moment. And overall, it's good. If you could sum it up to this week and advice to somebody on your experience for the week, what would you say?
I will forever live by this quote, and I will tell everybody this quote. Tomorrow is not promised. Live your life to the fullest.
And enjoy it.
Yeah, 100%. Like, we could have this 240 done, but we've been lacking. We've been slacking. You've been busy with work. I've just been lacking. But yeah. Yep. We still live like every day is our last day.
Yeah, exactly. And there's a few things changing in the podcast that we have to bring up in the future as it goes along. But as they come up, we'll figure it out.
What is your quote of the day? What is your scoop of the day?
Get off your ass and do it.
Yeah. I can 100% agree with that. No matter what you're going through.
Like, I'm not going to censor that at all. Get the fuck off your ass and do it. You want a job, apply for it. You want to go exercise, get the fuck up. You don't have to work. You don't have to go lift 150 pounds, 200, 300 pounds. Get up and go for a walk.
Yeah.
Eat better. Do 5 jumping jacks. Do something. Mm-hmm. If you can sit and watch TV, you have time to do something.
Right. Like, I sit here and do 20 push-ups a night, 20 push-ups when I wake up, and etc. You know, from my morning workout. My
comment when I'm 110 pounds or 115 pounds and I look this skinny on the internet, I don't care. You want to get, like, say you're like, okay, I want to go for a bike. Get up, get off your ass, go get a bike
and
go
right,
for a bike
we have ride. Many bikes here for if I wanted to go on a bike ride, I can go on a bike ride.
Yeah, I guess I'm going to be the brutal one today. Get up and do it.
Yeah.
Get off your ass and do it.
Appreciate self-motivation.
And if you want motivation or you want to ask somebody, reach out.
Right.
There's plenty of us out there that are not pros that will happily answer your question.
Mm-hmm. To the best of our knowledge.
Yeah. And even if it's just like, hey, bro, can you just tell me to go? Nate, call me tomorrow and tell me at 8:45, do 10 push-ups.
Mm-hmm.
If you text me at 8:45 and you go, did you do, 8:50? Do you done? Do
I don't mind outing myself like this. I don't have a job right now. I can call you and simply be like, hey, Keo, tell me to go call the places that I've been applying for.
Yeah. It's. Yeah. Let me add a second part to mine. Get off your ass and do it. Take accountability.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you complain about not having something and you don't do something about it in some way, shape, or form, we'll pick this up later on an episode.
It's all mind over matter at that point.
Yeah. Get up and do it. And then be thankful for what you have.
Yeah, 100%. I agree.
I'm so excited to go back and listen to this because I think it sounds great. We'll have to, like, we're going to listen to adjust the audios. But, again, my ass is sitting here, like, my hand's falling asleep. But my hand hurts. But I'm excited. I think that's good. Me, the podcast, wants to apologize to, Tim and Logan again. And Therese, sorry.
Big Papi Chulo.
Big Papi, Jesus Christ. We're going to have to redo that one, but I think it was good. Again, lots of lessons learned. A couple fun gifts from throwing wrenches that we had this week. A lot of interactions this week from different guests, different followers and
podcasters. Oh, yeah, and again, thank you for everybody who's been consistently liking our stuff on Instagram, liking our stuff on TikTok, liking our stuff on YouTube and Spotify, like... You guys are the reasons we keep going.
Yeah. We're going to save that thought, text to the group. I want to go in depth about that because I have a thought on that. Because we can go for another hour on that.
Right.
Thrace, why don't you hear you, son of a bitch? No, for sure. I need to turn my audio down a little bit if I'm sitting like this. Something learned.
A learning curve for us.
Again, we have a few podcasts. We're locking in episodes as we go.
Yeah, really want to focus who's on. Who's our next one that we have coming up?
IA Media 39 followed by 316.
And they're kinda remote, funny. Right?
IA Media is going to be remote.
Okay.
Jordan and Tyler will be in person.
Okay. So, again, it's going to be us adjusting the settings and everything, but it should be 100% better.
33-66 is going to be the ratio right now, unless we can figure it out. But out of the next 6, 2 are in person, 4 are going to be remote.
Okay.
But hopefully, again, we're going to figure out the audio. We're going to have to work with it. My main concern is if you can hear them clearly and you can hear us well, that's what I care about.
Right.
And as long as the guest has fun and they're happy with the episode, that's the only thing I care about is I want to share their story. That's
right.
So it's just for them to connect you with.
Snapchat. Or not even Snapchat. We'll go with TikTok. TikTok is cryptic.snaps. My Instagram is cryptic_snaps, and those are the two main that I consistently interact with.
Awesome. And as usual, follow the podcast on Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram, and TikTok. It's STTG_podcast.
Or the only one that's different is TikTok, which is STTG.podcast.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I didn't. Okay. Dot podcast on TikTok. We are going to start uploading videos there. Me and Nate and Thursday are going to sit down this week and try to figure out some planning for that and some directions to go so we can give you guys content on that. And obviously update you guys what's going on. Again, so much for my ADD acid going. 40 minutes isn't bad. We got a lot to talk about. Questions, comments, concerns, let us know.
Nate? Yeah, feedback. Let us know about the quality, the audio quality, the video quality. Which you guys have.
Oh, the videos suck, but it's okay.
Which you have in questions for us, like, who do you want to see on next? Or what do you want us to talk about next? Or
what do you want to be on?
Or do you want to be on? Yeah, that's 100% a great one. Like, again, it's not limited. We don't have, oh, if you're a big timer, we're going to have you on. If you're a little timer, we're still going to have you on.
I want more grassroots.
Yeah, 100%. Well, 100%
more grassroots. We want more grassroots. We want grassroots anything. Painters, body shops, business owners, whatever.
Detailers, anything.
Especially if you're local.
Right.
My goal? Biggest in the Midwest. Yeah. In 2 years, I want to say we're the biggest podcast in the Midwest.
Yeah. I can see it. I can believe it.
Did I just get myself in trouble here? Sorry, not to say me. Did I get us in trouble?
No.
I don't care. You know, hold me.
Everybody has goals in life, and that's our goal in life, being the biggest podcasters in Midwest.
Yeah. We may not be the most entertaining sometimes. I want to be the funniest and the most enjoyable.
Yeah, definitely.
But to me, entertaining and enjoyable is different. We can talk about bullshit and debate that later. I want to say interact with the people. I want to be the most interactive podcast in the Midwest.
Yeah, 100%. I agree.
Sorry, I keep seeing stuff moving. The garage is tweaking me out. Other than that, though, yeah, I think we, obviously, a few minutes more than we wanted. Go is 30. We went 40-ish, but 42 minutes. No big deal. We're going to go back and listen to this. Hopefully, it's good. Again, Thrace, Jackie, miss you guys. Hope you guys had a good day.
Yeah, shout out to Thrace. Shout out to Jackie. And Jackie being the second media person is going to be so helpful on me.
I can't wait to get her on to have a better audio for that one.
Yeah, definitely. I think she's going to be mind-blowing with what we have now.
And we can have four people at the same time.
Right.
Oh, I have to pick up a gift tomorrow, too, for the podcast.
Sounds good.
Little stupid. I find affordable dumb gifts to make it better. But
just to keep you guys on a cliffhanger and everything, I think we should wrap this episode up.
Do we want to keep going for 3 hours?
Nope, I think we should leave
them on a cliffhanger. I'll fall asleep well before that. I'll fall asleep well before that. See, this is what you need to do, Nate. Direct us.
Yeah, and that's what I'm doing.
Family notes, go away.
I think 45 to an hour is a good episode. And 42
minutes and 12 seconds.
I hope you guys have a great day. I hope you guys have a great time. Again, remember tomorrow's never promised and live your life to the fullest.
We'll see you guys later. Take care. And reach. You guys are going to see me moving to do shit. I can't reach.